AOT Mobile.
Morning, how you doing this morning?
Right, Al, how are you?
Things are all fine without insurance and things are all crazy. We'll see what's going to happen.
That's right.
Just the whole thing just makes you mad, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. It is what it is. This morning is it.
Copy that. Go again.
This morning, nice and muggy.
Sure.
Had to use oxygen this morning, but I didn't do it yet. I think I got the chance, it's pretty much the right spot.
Copy all that.
Because I don't hear no scratch coming back, I'm seeing a repeater. So it shouldn't be scratched at all.
That time.
It's kind of hard. What today?
Another busy, busy day ahead of us.
Stays in the country, I'm just hoping that if their jobs won't get back to work.
More and more people being able to get back to work, so that's good. Hopefully we'll keep moving that direction.
Everybody that's going out of business is going out of business because they can't work, so they got to stop the crap. The bar we were talking about, she said, that month or two, I'm going to put her out because she had a hand rent and everything else, but no money coming in. Not easy to do it.
I must be in a bad spot. I am not copying you at all, so I might not be able to get back on you. I did not catch any of that.
You're trying it again. I was saying that the player my own bar, she said the couple months that she went through the first time was so much money she couldn't help her come back.
Way down in there and having a hard time picking you out.
Well, isn't real good where you are either. Let's see this different angle, see if that works a little better. Because you're down in a bad hole. Like I said, you're in a hole down there. Let's see if you're out of it yet.
So that it's on my end there. KK4 NXE, KK4 POT. You got a copy on me there, Mike?
Okay, now. Good work. Are you pretty close?
Matter of fact, I'm jumping out of here. So 73's to you. Hope you have a fantastic day. Try not to get too wet with all the humidity. And we'll catch up with you later. KK4 POT.
Let's see if you copy me then. I think when you get in the driveway, you'll find your signal is okay. You know, you're doing some stress on you, but that's a hard spot down here, Jeff. I'm really clear.
49 Team Mobile.
Like that, but they finally found bird feeder.
Going around the house, I got the bird feeder in my front yard, but so far, she hasn't bothered a thing.
Good. You doing good this morning?
So good. I've got probably about 14 more customers than I can call it a day.
You be getting off this today as you did yesterday, won't you?
Let's do it. Text from Ken yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I told him that was good news.
Glad that they're calling him back, because he was getting worried. He called and talked to me the other day. Especially after he walked outside and found the limb done tore his antenna down.
In that, he said he thought he could solder whatever was broke, solder it back together.
A picture that wire looks like it's actually coax.
I'm Jane.
It is to me, but I guess people that build antennas, because it had the black coating on the outside, rubber coating, and it had a, it looked like the white plastic on the inside and the copper wire in the middle of that. Figure out how you going to run your antenna.
I've got it up now. But, I mean, where I've got it is the, works out the best for me as far as where the coax ends up running into the house.
I take a Saturday off, and one of the next contests they have, get in there with me and Ken and see how many contacts you can make.
You need to work a contest. We just have, just let me know ahead of time.
When they had Saturday and Sunday, I got over 55. That's not touching some of those guys that got 1,000 or better clubs, got 3,000 or 4,000, because they got like 6 people running all different frequencies.
Fast pace.
Internet or anything, I just like to see how many contacts I can make.
What a geocache is. Walked in yesterday and hand Shelly a box, which is a geocache box with some extremely nice trinkets in it.
All kind of stuff you can find in those things. A buddy of mine up Pennsylvania, him and his wife and friend get out when it's springtime, summertime, and hunt them out.
Just wasn't into it anymore. There's one in there. There's a really nice medallion in there from the FBI. And there's a, well, everything that was in it was really nice. I mean, it was almost pristine condition.
Need to hold on to all that stuff, because you know, that's a little something that a lot of people don't have.
Thinking about trying to get one of the grandkids interested in collecting those.
Get interested in it, let me know, and I'll see what I can sort of get sent to them.
I've got one of them that's interested in hiking, because you know, normally there's some kind of hiking a trail or hiking involved in hunting those things.
It's true or not, but they say that that millionaire that hit all that those gold coins and gems and stuff in the hills of California has finally been found.
Most of it has been found. I saw, I watched a couple of shows on that. I think the guy passed away, was it about 15 years ago or something?
It's way, I don't remember exactly how long it's been. Harold's the one that told me about it, said he heard it on the news, it had been found.
Kid
multiple, you know, there were multiple locations. And they did find, I don't know that they found every single one of them, but they did find three or four of them.
You know, like I always say, some people have good luck. Me, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have none at all.
Yeehaw now.
Come back. I cut my teeth on that show.
Watch it all the time as well.
Show that my daddy did not miss was Yeehaw. He didn't even care if it was a rerun.
Shows like that back then that were real good, decent family shows that we made a point to watch.
Or by this, we can't say that anymore. KM4 and AP for ID.
This society doesn't know what a family is anymore.
Sad but true. Got a baby skunk running down the road in front of him. You want me to grab him for you?
At the bad end of that stick.
His tail down is all.
He never have stunk to me. They just, they smell like a real strong lemon pledge. But, you know, to me, I mean, I know they're pungent, but it isn't as bad as everybody else makes it out to be. They're there. I haven't had a whole, I've not had any encounters where I got sprayed. I've had dog sprayed. And, I've smelled some of the aftermath of that, but nothing direct contact.
Never been sprayed, but, our dogs have been sprayed. Now, that youngest boy of mine, he can't say that, because when he was working security at the university before he went on the police force, he heard something in the bushes outside one of the girls' dorms, so he went in the bushes to see what it was. Him and the skunk both come out at the same time, and the skunk just lit him up.
I bet that's a story that's told at parties.
You don't go nowhere without somebody eventually asking him, did he like the new cologne that that skunk gave him?
That's Pepe Le Pew.
Felt sorry for the poor boy. When he got home, he tried to wash his uniform and everything else, and they just finally had to burn him.
A friend of mine who got a skunk got into his tent and cut loose in that tent, and he ended up soaking that tent in a mixture of tomato juice and water, and that took it out.
All right, for the dark blue uniform pants that he was wearing, but they wore white shirts. I don't think tomato juice would stain would have come out of that white shirt.
No, probably not.
He's mad at his chickens. Him and his wife decided to get some chickens, and they hadn't started laying yet.
Thanks, Tom.
Got ready to have some baby goats. You got those little old miniature fainting goats.
Funny.
Minute, I'm ordering something from Bojangles.
KK4 and XE.
KM4 and AP. We're back.
This morning.
It's a jig of cheese with mayonnaise and a slice of tomato. I can get away with it this morning since I didn't eat supper last night.
No, you probably some hungry.
Not a lot. Not what I figured I would be, but I better eat a little bit of something, I reckon. Good excuse to go to Bojangles anyway.
Have hearty steak, tomato, and mayonnaise biscuit in a while.
Hey, the last biscuit I got at Hardee's, the bottom of it sort of seemed to be a little tough, and it actually reminded me that the bottom of it had been waxed.
Don't sound good.
Didn't taste too good either. Now, that's why I don't go by Hardee's every now and then.
End of day.
Trying to finish cleaning up my porch and go to the dump. Make my dump run today. I was going to go get my oil changed yesterday and I didn't make it, so I'll probably get that done today.
Pretty good.
Other than that, I have no other plans except maybe get on the radio and play radio for a while this morning when I get home.
Still liking that radio?
Yeah, the more I tinker with it, the more things I find that that I didn't know it had. Stuff do all that digital stuff, but I'm just not into that.
Digital? I just got this mobile's got it. And Tim and I fool around digital simplex occasionally, but you know, we bought these thinking that there was a D-Star in Greenville, which there used to be, but it's no longer.
Say digital, I'm talking about, you know, sending what I call emails over radio.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
It's come out with a little 10-watt battery-operated QRP radio. And you can take a picture of yourself and send it over that thing.
Angel Night Radio. It's a handheld, isn't it?
Negative. It's not a handheld. I mean, it's small enough you can hold in your hand. It's 2 meter and 440. Guy was testing it out on YouTube. I looked at the video. The battery part, it looks to be something like a cell phone battery on steroids.
818, is it?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember, Mike.
I don't think that was the 818, because the 818 is, you can DX with it.
I told you wrong, it's an icon. I don't know why I said geezer, I guess because we talk about my base, but it's an icon, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm using icon 500. It's got the big touch screen on it. I like this radio a lot. It just, you know, it's a Lamborghini and I'm running it like a skateboard.
I bought that base. I almost bought an Icon 7300, but I chose to go with Jesus. I'm glad I did. I enjoy it.
Can never go wrong with that.
Much as I've talked on that thing, if it was to blow up today, I done got my money's worth out of it.
I bet. Well, listen, I'm going to be destinating you home.
Home in about 2 minutes.
Well, good talking with you this morning. I hope you have a very good day. Get all your chores done that you need done. And enjoy that biscuit, man. Are you going to wait till you get some coffee?
A cup of coffee with it. You can bet on that. Now, Daisy, she'll get part of the bottom of the biscuit. I'll pinch off two or three little pieces for her here, there, and yonder. But when it comes to my bow biscuits, I'm pretty greedy about them.
Dog is spoiled to death. Done got a new couch and getting some biscuits.
Pull part right.
Here's 7-3s to you. Good talking with you, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. KK4NXC, we're going to be clear on your final.
Get it in safe. You have a good one. Don't work too hard. And tell Tim I said a good morning. So, 7-3 to you. Have a good one. KK4NXC, KM4NAP. I'll be clear.